This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And yes, a loaded show ahead this week. We'll recap the Home Hardware CHL-NHL Top Prospects game in Halifax and take a look at the NHL Central Scouting midterm rankings that have a WHL defenseman at the top of the heap. Top news for the Tri-City Americans and goaltender Eric Comrie. Comrie will undergo hip surgery next month and will be lost for the season. He'll join us to discuss the decision. Former Kelowna Rocket power forward Jamie Benn is still home in Victoria as he waits a contract from the Dallas Stars. He's been skating with the Victoria Royals on the island, and he'll be our guest. And Portland Winterhawks defenseman Troy Rutkowski is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. He'll join us as well. Well, NHL Central Scouting's midterm rankings have been released, and Portland Winterhawks defenseman Seth Jones is the top-ranked skater in North America, edging Halifax's Nathan MacKinnon for the 2013 NHL Draft this summer. The top-ranked forward from the WHL is Medicine Hat Tigers' Hunter Shinkarik. He's ranked fifth. In total, 10 of the top 34 ranked skaters are from the WHL. Two WHL goaltenders are ranked second and third amongst North American puck stoppers. Tri-City goaltender Eric Comrie is ranked number two. Edmonton Oil Kings goaltender Tristan Jarry is ranked third. And speaking of Tristan Jarry, it was the Home Hardware CHL-NHL Top Prospects game in Halifax as Team Orr defeated Team Cherry 3-0. Oil Kings goaltender Tristan Jarry named the player of the game for Team Cherry, coming in midway through and making all 15 saves.
Yeah, it was good. In the third period, the defense really helped me out, so I didn't have that many shots, but they still helped me, and it was good to get the start.
In the Top Prospects game, Portland Winterhawks forward Nick Patan scored one of the goals in the Team Orr victory.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Tri-City Americans have lost top prospect goaltender Eric Comrie for the rest of the season. He'll undergo hip surgery next month. I caught up with him in Kennewick, Washington.
Eric, has this been an ongoing concern or something that just came up recently?
Well, it's been playing through a little pain this year. I mean, a little bit less movement every time I step on the ice, but I didn't really know it was going to be this bad once I saw it, but it's just going to be minor surgery and I'll recover 100%.
You concerned at all about bouncing back after surgery?
Not at all, actually. I've seen a lot of goalies come back. I have great careers after hip surgery. Look at Tim Thomas, who's about 20 years older than me, who came back and had an awesome last year.
Tell me about this season. I thought it was really your chance after Ty Rimmer left to kind of do your thing, and you've done that. Do you think you've done enough this year to catch the eyes of the scouts and do enough to be a high draft pick?
It's been a lot of fun this year. I mean, there's been ups and downs this year. We're a young team. We got so much better as the year went on, and I felt I've done all I can right now to secure my draft spot.
Tell me about the process now. You'll go for surgery here soon in Colorado. Take me through the timeline.
On February 5th, I'll get surgery on my right hip, and then I believe a week later, I'll get it on my left hip. Just minor surgery on both, and then rehab will start immediately after, and I hope to be skating back in June again.
Okay, Eric, tough break for you, but I'm sure you'll bounce back and be better than ever. Thanks for your time here on WHL This Week.
Perfect, thank you so much.
In the corners and around the boards, the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
NHL star on the rise, Jamie Benn, is skating with the Victoria Royals as he awaits a contract to be finalized with the Dallas Stars. The former Kelowna Rocket is happy to have a WHL franchise now in his home city.
It's great to have the Royals in town, and I think the people of Victoria like it a lot, and they get great support here, and it's good to see a WHL team here.
Jamie, as we talk, no contract yet with the Stars, and training camp is underway. It's got to be tough to be here trying to stay in shape, with all your NHL teammates there in Dallas getting ready for the season.
Yeah, it's a little bit tough, different for me. But, like I said, you got to make the best of it and, come out here and work hard and just keep yourself in game shape. Because when the time comes, you're not going to have much time, and days are running out of training camp. And we're going to have to jump right into the season here.
Any closer to getting that deal done and getting down there to start the season?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely closer than we were. And, these things take time. And, personally, I want what's best for me. And they want what's best for the Dallas Stars. And, I want to be a part of that team. And, hopefully I can get down there sooner than later.
course, he started the Kelowna Rockets for a few seasons before winning a WHL championship 2008-2009 with Kelowna. Still follow what's going on in the Western League at all?
Yeah, quite a bit. You know, probably Kelowna the most, and then here in Victoria. And, you know, I see that Kelowna's doing pretty good this year, and, you know, it's good to see, you know, how they keep growing every year.
And one last thing just about skating with these junior kids here in Victoria. I notice a lot of eyes on you. You know, another junior team comes in and they're all in the stands watching practice. They're watching you to see your tendencies and you know, how they can, you know, make that next step. Do you feel almost like a role model for these junior kids where you used to play?
Yeah, maybe a bit. You know, it's always pretty cool when the younger kids can look up to you and, you know, maybe... You know, you can give them some advice along the way, and, you know, and doing what it takes to get to that next level. And, you know, it comes down to hard work and, you know, dedication and just putting in the time when you have to.
Okay. Well, Jamie, appreciate this, and good luck in Dallas down this season. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Portland Winterhawks defenseman Troy Rutkowski is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. The Winterhawks captain scored 6 goals and added 4 assists, along with a +8 rating in 4 Winterhawk victories. He was a guest of Ron Callens on KPAM 860 in Portland.
Hey, Troy, congratulations, Player of the Week. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It's a big honor, and I'm happy to have it.
What's that mean to you to pick up something like that?
It's good. I mean, I've been around for a while, and... not too many D-men get it, so to have it's kind of a big honor for me.
Well, yeah, it was a great week for the Winterhawks. You guys have won 14 in a row, Troy. I mean, since, you know, Mike Johnston had to leave, Travis comes in, I think you're 16-1.
Yeah, no, it's been good. I mean, our team's rallied behind it, and we've been working hard on and off the ice, and it's really showing in our record.
Let's talk a little bit about this team. You've been on good teams. You've been on potentially great teams with the Winterhawks. But the record, how far you guys are ahead in the standings, the domination right now, what's the reason, Troy? What's going on?
I'm not too sure. I think we've really gelled as a team, and I think our conditioning is really at top level with Richie and Travis on the ice and off the ice. But, yeah, I think it's just a mixture of everything coming together at once, and it's really good to see, and it's really fun right now.
Talk a little bit about how many games you've played. You're such a durable guy. You're getting close to the longest consecutive game streak in Winterhawk history. Is that something you think about? Is that something you worry about? Or is that just comes with playing hockey?
I don't know if you worry too much about it. I mean, it's kind of cool to have a record like that. But, I mean, it just comes with playing games. And, I mean, I've got to go out there 300 and some times and play the game I love. So it's actually fun, and it's awesome.
Right, that's the show. I want to say thanks to Ron Callen and Todd Vrooman in Portland for their help this week. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.